Welcome to No Longer Conformed, where we're looking at the book of Acts, Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2, I called it. In this session, we're going to look at Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10, a man from Macedonia. Proverbs 16 and verse 9 reads, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Do you know icebergs can move against the wind? The reason for this is that 90% of its mass is underwater, and the currents of the water have more effect on it than the wind above the water do. This is a great picture of being surrendered to the Holy Spirit's lead. Let's look at Acts chapter 16. Let's read those verses 6 through 10. "Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." You see, God's plans are often completely different than ours. As we will see, Paul and his entourage were directed to need, not to the location of personal preference or convenience. First, observe the rejection of man's plan. Look at verses 6 through 8. "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So they passed by Mysia." Well, passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. They were stopped from going to Asia. After revisiting Derbe and Lystra, Iconium and Antioch, they decided to turn southward toward Perga and Italia. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let them go. The city of Ephesus was in that direction. Strike one. They were hindered from entering Mysia. Verse 7. They continued northward and stopped, planning to go north into Bithynia to preach the gospel. Again, the Holy Spirit stopped them. Strike two. And they rerouted to Troas. Verse 8. Troas was a well-populated area. It fit the plan of Paul to reach centers of high population for maximum impact. The city was a good mission site. Once again, it was no. Strike 3. You're out. No. When you run out of options, God can then work. Notice the revelation of God's plan. Verse 9. "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'" Paul's plan was reaching Greek Gentiles. But God's plan, Paul's plan was reaching Greek Gentiles, but God's plan was to preach the gospel to the Romans. The hated Romans. Despised by the Jews. God brought the mission team to one of the primary provincial capitals, Philippi. The plan was delivered in a special vision. A desperate man of Macedonia pleading, "Come and help. Don't just pray for us, but come. There are many of us in need, and we can't do it all." They were led not to the place of preference, but the place of need. And then third, see the redirection of Paul's steps. In verse 10, now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. You see, we must follow the Lord's lead in ministry. We have ideas of what we think we should do. We think we have a pretty good handle on what God wants us to do. But we need to follow His lead in ministry. Exodus chapter 40. Just a couple of verses there. Verse 34 to verse 38. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if for a moment the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. See, the Lord's presence was there in a cloud by day and a fire by night. Always visible. This kind of focus on those verses 36 and 37. It says, whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if for a moment the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we can go in confidence if it's perceived as God's call. They concluded the vision was the Lord's call to Macedonia. So they got ready to go there. Let me give you a warning. If we're walking in the flesh, we can conclude that man's plan is God's plan in error. And just a little side note. Luke joined the mission team of Paul, Silas, and Timothy there. How do we know? Because up to that point, he used the term he and they. And then in verse 10, he changed it to we. So it's pretty clear that from this point forward, Luke joined the team. So part of going to Macedonia, going that way, was to pick up Luke for the mission work. When the Spirit says go, we go. When the Spirit says stay, we stay. Preach. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel now. Preach the gospel now in this place. Preach the gospel now in this place to these people. It's about faithfulness right here in our own communities. And let God guide you through the process and through the situation. Amen. You have a great day.